Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. And this is episode 18 and it is the 23rd of January 2014. Hope you're all well. Thanks for coming along and listening as always. Always a pleasure. Today I'm just going to be updating really. Probably going to be quite a small podcast today. January is a very quiet month, but there's still things to be done, and I'll talk about those in just a second. So with that, I think I'm going to talk about what I've done up the allotment. Okay, so I went up the allotment on Sunday for a few hours, and when I was there and as I left I thought I've had a really good workout, done quite a bit today. Completed manure in bed 4, and that's all looking nice and what have you. That's obviously gonna compost down and add some compost on top. I hoed bed 1, so that's all ready to go. Really happy with that. There's a few weeds that keep popping up and they're getting more and more, but if I keep hoeing, I'll keep on top of them. Bed 3, which is going to be the potato bed this year, I've decided I've hoed that back and dug up all the last parsnips. Getting that one I'm quite happy with. I'm going to cover that in manure and compost soon. In fact, I'll be getting the end of next month, I'll be getting the first of the potatoes going in. So, got to get the ball rolling there. I spent some time just deciding what's going to be growing where. I've decided the top bed is going to be the brassicas, that's bed 1. Bed 2 is the onions and the garlics with a few beans and peas, which I've got a lot of the onion and the shallots in. I'm going to complete all that soon. Bed 3, which is actually quite a large bed, is going to be the potatoes this year. And I'm going to be growing first earlies, second earlies, and 2 tubs of main. Bed 4, I'm going to be growing things like beetroot and spinach and turnips and some tomatoes. With some sort of squashes snaked in between to act as a weed suppressant. There's also going to be, in fact, that's probably going to be the continuing theme with the next two beds as well, 5 and 6. It's going to be, you know, salad-y and crops with chilies and peppers and high rise and stuff, sweet corn, popcorn. But you get the general idea. It's a bit I'm going to obviously be flexible. I think it's important to be flexible, and what have you. I've got to get more manure because I'm gradually running out of that. I've poured water from the water butts up in that attached to the drain up into the top water butts, so they are all now full. A few more heavy showers and I'll be completely full of water with nothing else to store it in, unless I get some more water butts. But that now gives me 5 water butts in a bin full of water. So do I really need more? We'll see. Now I popped there again on Tuesday, just in passing, just took some more of the onion bulbs up from home that I've got growing, and just a flying visit, and I saw Doug, who I haven't seen for a while. I had a quick chat with him. He's looking well and he's getting cracking on and putting fences up to the side to keep the neighbours' weeds from entering his. So it's all going on now. I'm going to talk next about what I've been doing at home. I Okay, at home. There's not actually been much going on outside, just a general keeping on top of tidying up. Gonna have a big clear up soon. Mow the lawns and stuff. But indoors is where things really have been kicking off. I've started sowing more seeds. I've sown 4 aubergine black beauty and 4 aubergine long purples. That's 4 seeds, so hopefully they'll crop up quite well. I've done 8 tomatoes Gardener's Delight and 8 tomato San Marzano. They're all in a propagator along with the aubergines, and grown quite well. I sown these on Monday, I think it was, and I'm pretty happy. Hopefully they'll grow quite soon. And I've also sown some sweet peas. So we'll see. I'm just looking at them now. There's no real signs of life. And that's, I've dated these, that's after 3 days. So, did I expect life? Nah, of course not. Now, the herbs have been slowly growing away, I guess, but very slowly. Not really doing a huge amount. But that can be down to the low light levels. Coriander seems to be doing the best, but it's very long and leggy. So I might pull those into some better sun. The basil has got the seed leaves up, but hasn't really gone past there. And the parsley has really sprouted quite well now, but not doing a huge amount. Chives are nothing. Yeah, so that's about it really. I did treat myself and brought a few more little fruit trees, or fruit bushes. One's a kiwi called Ginny. I'm not too sure about that one, if it's going to survive, because it doesn't look the best, but it's all they had. And after my last kiwi dying, I wanted a replacement. I've got a fig tree, which seems to be doing okay, but I must put them on. And a calamindine. I think I may have mentioned this last week actually, so yeah, I've just got to pop those on. Just a huge list of the things I've got to do. But I'm really thinking that the seed sowing is what I'm really concentrating on at the moment. As they propagate, I'll move them on, and then once they've propagating more and move them on and pot them on and see how they do. I generally put all my seeds in a heated propagator, which boosts things up quite well. And I could, some could do with soaking in water. The banana plants I've read need soaking in water, which is why I don't think they've done anything. I thought they had, but Danny. I'm keeping an eye on them though. I'll keep them going. I've just noticed there's a slug in my orange tree pot. The orange and the sweetine ones I sowed just before Christmas, they're actually doing quite well. A bit small and slow, but from seed, I'm pretty impressed with them. I think they've really done well. I was quite pleased with how they're looking, and especially when you consider they just came from a seed in a fruit. I think that's brilliant. A free tree. Okay, sorry about that, guys. I just had to throw that slug outside because it was annoying me. But yeah, that's about all I've done, really. So I do apologise for this being such a short podcast. I'd love to say I've been really busy in this last week, and I have with other things. But the reality is there is not a huge amount to do. So, yeah. And then I can think of many things I would like to do, but the cold weather and lack of motivation, lack of sunlight, lack of daytime, all playing against me. As much as I love being out in the allotment and in the garden, being comfortable is quite important. but less on that, that's just making excuses, really. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to wrap this up now. And please do go visit the website, that's the veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. I've had an email of somebody on there asking about videos, and I believe you're asking about the videos. I'm not sure which videos you're asking. I'll be replying to your email to find out. But I will be adding a couple of videos within the next few weeks, I would imagine, on a few things I'm planning. So please do go visit that and join up and everything. That'd be great. Thank you. So, yeah, thanks for listening. I'm Richard, and this has been the Veg Grower Podcast.